Turn your great idea into a reality with Squarespace, decrees I, King Bron, the Broken. Squarespace makes it easier than ever to launch your passion project, whether you're showcasing your work or selling products of any kind. With beautiful templates and the ability to customize just about anything, you can easily make a beautiful website yourself. And if you do get stuck, Squarespace 24/7 award-winning customer support is there to help. I declare and decree and demand, head to squarespace.com/improv for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use the offer code IMPROV, IMPROV, to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain, such as the domain of the Six Kingdoms, which I now rule.
Improv-y humans, Game of Thrones.
Matt Besser as Bran and Qyburn.
Ali Gondour as Jaime Lannister.
Vic Michaelis as Sansa and Cersei.
James Mannion as Gendry and Varys.
Mookie Blakelock as Jon Snow.
Tony Charlene as Brienne of Tarth. And Dany / Queen / Mother of Dragons.
Chad Carter as Arya Stark, Tormund Giantsbane, and Tyrion Lannister.
Ha! Yeah! Hey, everybody! Andy Cohen here, master of talking, master of ceremonies. We're here live. Yes, it is the reunion show, Game of Thrones reunion after party. Watch what happens live here in Westeros. Guys, it's over. Game of Thrones, everyone's favorite reality show, has ended, and we have all of your favorite people from the show here live, reunited.
Well,
and
it's never over. It's what always has been is now, and what is present is in the future.
And that voice we're hearing is our new king. Yeah, Bran the Broken.
I didn't want to be king, but it's good to be here.
It's great that you were constantly saying that you didn't want to be king, or that you were no longer Bran Stark, but then when you needed to be, you definitely were.
I don't want anything. I don't want to eat. I don't want even shit, but I do at least once a day. And even
well, you have no control
saying,
over it, though.
I know.
Because you
when
have
I'm doing
no...
it, I'm saying yeah. I don't want to do this, but I'm doing it anyway. And it feels good sometimes when you do it, especially when it's you ate a lot. But I don't want to.
Your Grace, can I ask a question? Since you do know the future,
yes.
Do you have a perfect prediction of when you will have a bowel movement?
I don't want to know, but I do know. And yes, I do. It's usually right after coffee, after breakfast.
And that was the voice of Jaime Lannister. Quick note, if anyone died during the course of the show, they're back here via fire magic, and they're going to be gone and dead again as soon as the show's over. Jaime Lannister, hey!
Great to be back with the living.
Yeah, great to have you here. Jaime, how do you feel like everything shook down for you?
Oh, well, first, I resent that phrasing. Shook down reminds me of my demise quite a bit there.
Yeah.
Well, at least you didn't fall down out of a window out of a lodge tower.
Oh, that's true. Very hot take, having both of you guys right next to each other. How does that feel?
You know, it's been good. I appreciate our new king. He does have a bit of a poetic sense of justice, as you know.
Do you appreciate me? You never look me directly in the eyes.
It's just you have that vacant stare, sir. It's quite
very cold. Very cold. Yeah.
Bran has made me his new king. Pusher, officially. I have to push him around the kingdom, being he said I was so fond of pushing before.
Well, just during the context of this show, because you're dead. Let's not lose sight of the fact that you're going to die
only
the second
today.
This show is over.
Then it's perhaps just an insulting title he's given me.
And we brought back your love, your the person who you rode from King's Landing, gave up your time with Sir Brienne to came back for your sister. Cersei is here.
Hello. Wow.
Yes, hello.
Oh, gross.
There's nothing gross. She's my sister.
It's my brother.
Get a room, and this time on a first floor.
We would if we could, but I'm chained to
the chair.
Cersei, now you spent a lot of time of season 7 and 8 just staring out a window. Yes. How do you feel about how that representation of you came across?
Well, here's what I want to say. It's a bad cut. I was doing a lot, and I look back at the footage, and what am I doing? I'm staring out windows. Nobody sees the charity that I started during season 7.
Yeah, talk about that.
Carts for Kids. It's where we take used horse carts, and we sell them back, and we give that charity money to children who have been pushed from windows. It was really popular in the summer aisles. Nobody's talking about it. Nobody knows the charity existed.
Yeah, it was huge in Dorne. Huge in Dorne. Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm not feeling great about that so far. A lot of me being the bad guy, and I don't love that.
Well, you got paid well, that's for sure. Guys, a lot of people here. Now that the finale has aired, I know we got a lot of different people here in the room. How do you feel overall? And what are your kind of overall takeaways? And I'll open it up to anybody here. Who wants to chime in?
Well, I personally would like to have John speak about what he did to me.
Daenerys Targaryen, everybody. Yes?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yes. Yeah. Yes. Hello.
Hello.
Yes. Hi.
Yes. Yeah, so you had a lot go on in the last two episodes of this reality show, Game of Thrones.
I did. A lot went on. I did a lot of things.
You were sick, weren't eating, and then you desecrated an entire town of King's Landing.
I freed a lot of slaves, is
Sheep
what
and
happened.
Babies.
Oh, yeah.
That's the takeaway.
John. Oh, is that the takeaway?
I said that.
Oh, nope. Oops.
Bronn. our king. Our yes. king, our lord.
If I
Bran could. The Broken.
If I could.
There you are.
Look, Dunny, I did what was right and just. Dunny. For the world.
Oh, really?
Look, if you want to talk about this off air, I don't.
Pretend that you're in love
no,
with me.
No, talk about it on air, please.
I was in love with you. And that's why I had to kill you. I couldn't see the Iron Throne kill you. It was me or the throne.
What are you doing now, John? What are you doing now? Are you happy with yourself? What are you doing now?
I wouldn't say I'm super happy. I've been
he is having sex with wilding women.
What?
Yes. Every night, sometimes what? 2 or 3 at a time.
Yeah, our king sees everything. He's a three-eyed raven.
Thanks, Bran.
You're not embarrassed by that, are you?
I'm not saying it's a different woman every night, sometimes multiple at a time, but it's one of those things where...
And are any of them related to you?
At this point,
do you have that
I
same magic?
Know.
Oh, okay.
Look... Well. It's not necessarily, there's not necessarily a romantic connection. It's just all physical, and that's, you tire of that after a while. And I live in the snow, and I don't know if you noticed, but what's the opposite of a tan? I have that.
Opaque!
Snow burn.
Yes!
I've become as white as the snow that makes my shoes soggy all day, but I saved the world, so...
Can I just say that I was right about her the entire time? Sorry, me, Lord Varys here. I don't know if you remember, but everyone, I died for being right about her, and everyone else gets to take the credit. He gets to take the credit of killing her, but if anyone had listened to me...
I have a question for you, Varys. Having watched the show, why did you take off your rings? Why'd you make such a big deal?
Great question. Great question, my lord.
Right before you were taken away.
Well, I took off my rings because I didn't want... They were nice rings. I didn't want them to get melted by
the
dragon.
But why would you care? If you're dead, why do you care about rings? Why not die with your rings?
I just think that they're really nice rings, and if someone else were to find them lying on my desk, they'd be like, that's a nice ring. Maybe someone else could get use out of it.
It wasn't shown in the footage, but I found your rings.
You did. And they're nice, right?
Yes, but my hands are smaller than yours, so I use them for other purposes.
What do you use my nice rings for?
Well, I'm not a young man anymore.
Are you fucking my rings?
Tyrion uses them as cock rings, so his
thank
penis
you, Bran.
Yeah.
Thank you,
stays
Bran.
Erect longer. I don't like
can
it
I
that
say
I see everyone having
what,
sex all the time.
Can I say what I a pleasure it is to have a king that sees everything? You have went from the youngest Stark to something akin to a big brother to us all.
Is that why you keep asking to be called Lord of the Rings?
Yes.
Oh, I get it now.
Now, Tyrion, so. you've been the hand of so many kings. Your nephew, the Mad Queen, I guess we can call her now, Daenerys Targaryen. But what, you know, you have insight into the job. Tell us what it's like, the day-to-day of being the hand of our new king, Lord Bran the Broken.
It is a horrible, boring, quiet dystopia.
Ah, interesting take.
It's a...
Do tell.
I do... Well, you know this because I cannot have a private thought. If any uprising is about to happen, we kill babies. And
that,
Bran
still,
is like...
Yeah, that's
that
still
baby,
happening.
That
yeah.
baby is going to be evil, so it's cool. I don't know. He's not a
yeah,
dick.
That wheel has not been broken.
No,
yeah,
it has not.
Yeah.
It has not been broken.
It is just a form of controlling crime that I call the Minority Report precog form of knowing who is going to be bad. If I can keep evil from coming to the world, that means a better world. What is wrong with that?
I mean, when you lay it down... It's.
I like to tease him like that.
That's the other.
He finishes. It's just tough. That to is, kill the children.
And then I believe that's the other part of having our new ruler, Bran. Is it? It feels like because he knows everything, we have started learning and retaining less. You know, it's like he can just look anything up in his brain for us. I mean, I'm forgetting the Raven numbers of people who I grew up with. You know, and any fact or anything. It's just like he's a repository of all knowledge. And so I think, why do I need to learn?
Meanwhile, you fucked your sister.
It's very true, yeah. And I don't deny this.
Let's
yeah,
just
and it's
get
great
that on the table and talk about everyone here.
I
who fucked their sister or their aunt, and I'm the bad guy.
Yeah, should we at least just get it all on the table? Who else from your family have you slept with? I slept with my dad.
Well, that's
oh, Auntie.
A lot.
He was a great guy. We had a great time. I'm a dad now. Ha ha. Anybody else want to get any... Any hot takes out on the table while we have a moment here before we start taking some calls?
I would like to ask Arya, what do you think you're going to find when you go out west?
Oh, great question.
I don't know. That's the point. Mm-hmm. If I knew what I was going to find, it wouldn't be an adventure.
I have a question, Arya. We spent most of season 5, and I believe part of season 6, you learning how to use faces to transform mm-hmm. yourself. And then when it got towards the point where you could actually use that, and the hound just said, hey, why don't you get out of here? You went, okay, and just walked away.
I thought she was going to use a White Walker face. Why didn't you do
or
that?
Anything.
Oh, great anything. Question.
You know what? I thought I made the right choice. I thought... The makers of the show made the correct choice. Like, for example, if you're watching Spider-Man, you get tired of him Spider-Maning all the time.
I don't know if
you just get
true.
Tired of it.
But you never did it even once.
Oh, I did it once.
There was
when
one
I,
time.
When I, made,
one.
When I made people pie. I made people pie. I think that was a good use of the faces. And then people are like, I don't want to see this idiot swinging from buildings with webs anymore. I just want to see him taking care of business in a reasonable fashion.
Could you just, for the hell of it, just do everyone's face around the table?
Great question.
Okay, here we go real quick. Technically, I think you have to be dead, but I'll try it.
Well, James dead. Danny's dead.
Okay.
Cersei is also dead.
Here we go.
James dead.
Varys is dead as well.
Okay, I'll do Jamie.
It'd be hard.
A lot of dead people here.
Okay, it might look a little like a beach caricature of you. I haven't done it in a while.
Oh, he nailed me. Oh.
Why are you holding a tennis racket?
I love that my hand is gigantic there.
Yeah, I haven't done it in a while, so I have to really exaggerate the features to make sure people know who it is.
Oh, I love tennis. He really, really nailed me there.
I understand that we have a caller on the line. Hey, caller, welcome to Watch What Happens Live Game of Thrones After Party Reunion Show. I'm Andy Cohen, Master of Cohens. Hello?
Cool. Hi. I was wondering if Tormund's Giant Bane is around, and I could ask him about his thoughts on the current political climate in Westeros post-Great War.
Oh, Tormund is here, right?
Yes.
Go ahead and ask him your question.
All right, Mr. Giant Bane. I was wondering, in all of your glorious knowledge, if you could please let all of us know your thoughts on the current political climate and what the future holds for the Six Kingdoms in the North.
Well, the North is fucked.
Ha!
Sansa chose independence in a time when they have a lack of working-age living people. The last year's crops are blighted by war. They will be poor and suffering for a very long time.
May I respond?
You didn't want to bend the knee.
Wow.
So now you're going to starve in the cold.
I'm sorry. A strong, independent woman decides, I'm going to take my kingdom and we're going to see how it works out. And all of a sudden it's going to be messed
Am
up.
Am I right?
You're
Am
not I wrong. Right? Can I sit next to you?
Please.
May I hold
please.
Your hand?
You may.
Okay.
Oh, brother.
This is nice.
This is nice.
So, sister, what will the people of the North do for food?
Listen, we're gonna figure it out, okay? Everybody's like, what's the plan? What's happening? We're dying. And I'm like, guys, calm down for 5 minutes, okay? Can't we just relish in the fact that this crown fits my head beautifully?
It was gorgeous.
Thank you.
And gorgeous crown.
And I'm doing my part to help. Traveling west, that's one less mouth to feed.
Thank you, Arya, yes.
The pack sticks together.
There we go. Okay, I think that answers the question. We're figuring it out.
It's hard for me to understand, though, why you won't bend the knee to your own brother.
Oh, how do I explain this?
You understand that if he dies, you become queen of the Seven Kingdoms.
Mm. Also, it was insulting. The number one reason was I can't have children was your reason for why I couldn't be king. I found that a week I could always adopt.
Well, now you know how it feels, Bran, when you talk about everyone else's business. Maybe you deserve a your dick don't work every now and then.
Exactly. And I feel like that answers the question for me. So that's my answer, too.
All right, God good luck it. Having people survive on snow cones and popsicles.
Fuck.
Jon Snow, you seem distressed.
I could have been the king. Oh, my God, what the fuck? I live in the fucking snow.
It was offered to you so many times. And
this
you turned it down
sucks.
So many times.
That's what he does. You know what I mean? That's what he does. I don't want it. Oh,
I didn't want it first. I didn't want it
first. Oh, my gosh.
It's wild that the person who wanted the crown for the entire time of the show didn't get to actually ever sit on the throne. Danny, how do you feel about that?
I feel it's so typical. Okay, I have one bad day and suddenly I'm a bad guy.
Why did it take you so long? Like, you got to the throne, the thing you had wanted forever, and you very slowly touched it and never actually took a seat.
I was having a moment. Oh, I'm sorry. I have to sit immediately in it. I have to. Why can't I just relish a moment? I mean,
and then you told the story about the thousand swords, and you could have told that while you were sitting on the throne.
Yeah, I could have done a lot of things. Looking back, I could have done a lot of things.
I have a follow-up question for Danny.
Oh, my God.
How smart is your dragon? Like, how did he know to melt the throne once you were dead?
Like, very smart. Like, my dragon's, like, super smart.
Is he?
Yes. Yes, he is. Do you want to talk to him? Do you want to talk to him?
He never says
anything. Is Drogon here?
Huh?
See, I read that as him being very dumb and just missing me with the fire.
I have a confession.
Oh, Drogon from Essos. He's back.
He actually speaks.
Yeah.
I did actually miss Jon Snow first, and it was a point blank shot. So I was so embarrassed. I just had to double down on the throne as being the thing I was firing at. I mean, word gets out, Drogon.
It's like doing a dunk and hitting the rim.
Absolutely. That gets out. My reputation's ruined. Drogon can't hit a human from point blank, no.
But you're the only dragon, so how can your reputation be ruined?
It's exactly. I represent 100% of the dragons now.
Ah, good point.
So just had to spin it into a big political statement about, this representation of power is the true evil here. Let Jon Snow get away.
I have a question for you, Drogon.
Yeah.
What did you do with Daenerys' body?
Great question.
Well, Daenerys, you don't have much memory of this, do you?
I don't. I have a feeling because of our history, I know what happened, but you don't have to go. Go ahead. Whatever. It's all out there now. I don't care. I burn babies.
We had a bit of a Weekend at Bernie's style adventure together. it was pretty fun. Took her back to Essos.
So you took her around and intimidated people with her?
Exactly. Me standing behind
her.
Got free drinks.
Standing behind her at the bar and doing a really bad Daenerys impersonation and saying, "Free drinks for us or this place burns."
Excuse me, Drogon, I just don't understand why the corpse of Daenerys plays into that situation at all.
Well,
you're threatening the destruction of the drinking establishment.
You're also a dragon. People probably just give you things.
I once heard a human say, "Power resides where men think it resides." And if you've noticed, I didn't speak much during the entire run of our time.
Not edited that out.
It causes a lot of other issues. As soon as you start talking, people want you to pay taxes. As soon as you start talking, people want to talk to you about where you should put your trash cans.
That's a generous spin on it. I remember during taping, you kept quietly muttering, "What a Game of Thrones," hoping to get that line in.
It was an ad lib, I think.
It's a useless line. It does not advance the narrative.
Would invade any scene and try to cap it all with, "What a Game of Thrones, indeed."
On your first pass to King's Landing, the first attack, why did you not use fire, especially after brother was attacked, or your sister?
This was just the original flapping you're talking about?
It seems like you could have burned all the ships the first time around, but it took the second battle to do that. Why?
Oh, yeah, your sister or brother was shot out of the sky very easily by an armada of ships that then in the next battle had a hard time hitting you.
Yes. I was terrified. I don't know if you've ever seen your sibling get shot by something that seems way too big for current technology.
Well, most of us have slept with our siblings.
That
Ain't
one is
that
true,
the
though.
Truth.
Ain't that the truth? I guess the answer is fear. Fear was what stopped me the first time.
Weak.
Humans, turn your dream into a reality with Squarespace. Squarespace makes it easier than ever to launch your passion project. Many people have joked with me in the past, which I can see right now if I wanted to. "Hey, Bran, why don't you have a Squarespace site where you post all your favorite incest porn?" And I find that very mean, just because when I was spying on the, Jaime and Cersei having incest doesn't mean I was into it or that I'm still into it. So I find that very mean, and I think it's actually the last passion you should pursue with a Squarespace. I would suggest pursuing any other passion you may have that is not incest porn. Squarespace has powerful e-commerce functionality, lets you sell anything online, but not incest porn. And analytics help you grow your site in real time. Everything is optimized for mobile right out of the box, and there's nothing to patch or upgrade ever. Buying domains is easy and simple, unlike the domain of the Six Kingdoms, which took me so long to control as King Bran. But why do you think I came all this way? And any time you need help, you don't need to hire a golden army of mercenaries. You can just call Squarespace's 24/7 award-winning customer support. Squarespace empowers millions of people, peasants, anyone, from designers to farmers to lawyers to knights to artists, and even restaurants and gyms and brothels can turn great ideas into something real. Head to squarespace.com/improv for a free trial. And I don't mean a trial where you put a man on trial and perhaps behead him. I mean, like, you can try it out. And when you're ready to launch, and I don't mean launch arrows at a dragon, I mean launch your website. Use the offer code IMPROV to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. That's squarespace.com/improv, offer code IMPROV. And frankly, get off your ass and get a Squarespace already. Declares I, King Bran, the Broken.
Oh, man. Guys, we're having a great time here. We have another caller on the line. Caller, welcome to the show. Andy Cohen here.
Hello.
Yeah, hi. What's your question for all of the people from Westeros? What's your question?
My question is, how dare that gentleman leave a water bottle under his seat? How disrespectful is that?
That's not a question. That's a statement.
That was Sam.
How disrespectful.
That was Sam,
that?
By the way. We all saw it. It was Sam.
It was Sam.
Yeah, Sam, you're here. You want to make a comment on that, about leaving that water bottle in frame?
I was bloody well thirsty.
What people don't know is that it's our real lives, but there's a set and there's a crew filming everything that we're doing, and it gets very hot under those lights. And
there's a lot of clothing and a lot of facial hair, and it gets bloody hot there.
It's against union rules to not provide water.
Sam, you seem to be eating or drinking in every scene you're in. Have you ever thought to maybe give it a break? Even when under attack by the White Walkers, you had a snack out there in the storm.
I guess at this point I can admit it. I have a very, very, very high metabolism. If left to a normal eating habit, I would be as skinny as one of
the... I don't know about that.
This is true. This is true. If I eat the normal amount of food that all of you other people eat, I would be as skinny as a White Walker.
You're the order only overweight man on the continent. I don't know if you've noticed that.
Because
if you had said that during season 8, it would have been the most egregious thing to have happened. That's how ridiculous the statement you just made is.
The amount of calories I have to consume in order to look the same for continuity, you don't understand. It's a burden. What do you think happened to all those babies that we rescued from, what's his face, the one who would have his sons killed and his daughters turn into his wives?
I assume Danny burned them.
No, I ate them.
Oh.
Now, Sam, I heard that after the show now, you've got your own diners, drive-ins, and dives type travel eating show that
yes,
you're
that's
doing
right.
around Westeros.
We've got one in Westeros. We've got one in Valencia.
The first episode is at Hot Pie, correct?
Yes, correct. Please come on through. It's Sam's Sam's Diners, Dine-ins, and Drive-ins for Tallies.
Sam, what are you doing with your hair?
Oh, you don't like it?
It's very blonde.
I thought it was a good look.
It's spiked and blonde.
Very
spiky. And you've got sunglasses backwards on your head.
The only way to get these spiky sunglasses up it was with my traditional trademark donkey sauce.
And what kind of twat paints flames on his wagon?
Sam, I have a question. Can you explain all the people get to vote thing again?
Oh, great question, because I had a hard time following this logic. What do you mean?
Everyone gets a say.
Just give it another.
I don't care.
Maybe I'll agree to it this time. I just want to hear it again.
Okay. Basically, we've got a few different types of people in this world, right? It seems that we have the haves and the have-nots.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of wealth concentrated in one area for most of us, and very, very poor, miserable, nightmarish conditions for everyone else. Mm. I just thought perhaps everyone could have a say, and we could decide who wants to do it by putting signs out on people's lawns announcing which king we would like to be king. Oh, you don't have to fart.
Okay. I mean, it sounds just crazy naturally still.
I don't know, guys. Let's hear him out a little more. Yeah, keep going, Sam. Yeah.
I thought also perhaps we could have chats with each other.
Fucking idiot.
Where we all sit around and record our chats and then broadcast them. Perhaps like a pod of sorts to be cast to everyone. And they could enjoy these podcasts where we either have fun or discuss the issues or solve
and
the murders.
And these would replace all the books, I suppose.
Yes.
You want to replace books? Oh, man. How are we going to be able to write such great stories? Like about of Jaime Lannister. Jaime, how did you feel when Sir Brienne, because I'm assuming you were dead, but I'm assuming you could still see the show. How did you feel when she went down and she finished your story? And she wrote several pages of all the magical and wonderful things that you'd done over the course of the show. How'd that make you feel?
A bit painful to watch, honestly. It seemed a bit like an angry high school girl filling out the yearbook of a crush who had rebuffed her, perhaps. She did sign it, "Have a great summer, keep in touch, take care, 'cause I care."
Did it? Well, guess what, Jaime?
Oh, Brienne.
I'm pregnant.
I didn't even
know that.
See you next summer. Yeah, you didn't.
Heavens.
Is that a see you next summer? Oh my God.
Brienne, is it possible that it's mine, because I don't remember orgasming once.
Ooh.
Yes, ooh, everybody, ooh.
You don't remember I believe you orgasmed all over my face a couple times. Jaime, is this true? God. Is this true, Jaime?
That's not Jaime? How it works, Brienne.
What?
I know it was your first time, but what you described is not how one gets pregnant.
Well, that's how it happened for me.
Are you having a face baby?
I'm having a baby.
Brienne, if you have a face baby, I vow to raise that face baby as my own.
Just to be clear, you are dead though, Jaime. You will die as soon as this show is over.
For the brief time that we're filming this, that face baby will be my child.
At the end of the show, when people die, is it by the same way they died in the previous time? Do we have to, or does the magic wear off? Or do we have to smash them with bricks?
The fire magic will wear off. I believe they will just disappear.
It's like Endgame. They will turn to dust.
That was Infinity War. But look.
Asshole.
Bran. Bran can see everything.
Bran, you should know that.
Except the most popular culture.
Bran's
that's
one weakness.
Fiction. I don't see all fiction, just all nonfiction.
So, Brienne, face baby, how far along are you?
It would appear to be 10 months.
Okay, yeah. Brienne, that is not. You're making some assumptions about the process.
No.
As a fully adult.
I just what? What happened?
You've gained weight because there's no battles. You're not used to not battling. You've gained a little weight. It's not a big deal.
I have gained weight because of the baby, because Jaime and I slept together, and that meant something to both of us. It meant a lot to both of us.
For a solid 10 minutes of the show, it was very, very important.
Yeah, and it was important for the life of this child.
Look,
These children, I'll say. It's triplets.
Triplet face babies.
Yeah. Oh. Brienne, yes. A bunch of sunflower seeds fell out of your cheeks. That happens.
Oh, I'm sorry. What is that? That amniotic fluid from your face, baby.
Have you Don't just be been ridiculous. Swirling away nuts in your cheeks? Seeds, but yes.
It looks like you've got a bunch of like chew in your inside of your
what?
This
like
is why.
Tobacco, like chewing tobacco.
And you have a couch pillow stuffed under your doublet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we all are doing it. We all are. But that has nothing to do with me being pregnant. All of these things have nothing to do with me being pregnant. Speaking, I like seeds. I dip now. And these couch pillows feel great.
Speaking of encounters that meant a lot to people, Aria, it's good to see you for the first time since the show.
Oh, my God. You have to let this go.
Even I don't remember what you're talking about.
It's me, Gendry.
We're talking about
Aria. We're in love.
The other virgins in the room.
Oh, yeah. My God. We had a we're going to die fuck. It was fun. But like I said last time, you got pussy fever and you need to go find a doctor.
Look, I came here for closure. I don't hold a grudge against you.
You don't hold a grudge against me for fucking your brains out?
No, but
oh, thank you. That's very generous. You don't hate me for us sharing a moment of wild abandon.
That wouldn't have been what I was talking about. It was about, you know, you like not wanting to be with me and that hurt me. But I know that that's your choice. And I just wanted to say that I've moved on.
Okay, great.
Gendry, it's getting cold in the car.
I'll be right out, babe.
Okay. Hi.
Hi. Are you going to introduce us?
Oh, Gendry? Sorry.
Sabrina, hello.
This is Sabrina. I'm so sorry.
I'm his girl.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
I'm just not cut out to be a domestic underling. I want to explore the world.
Oh, that's so funny.
In a scarf.
Okay.
Don't do this, Aria. Don't.
That's so funny because, you know, Gendry and I are actually going to the Cape for the weekend.
I have going to the Cape.
I have a leather hat with wool under it.
I have a piece of bread in a napkin that we're going to share on the way home.
Tomorrow, I'm going to be sitting at the edge of a ship with the sun behind me, looking off in the distance like a fucking badass. Mm.
Tomorrow, I am probably going to make some more bread because that's what I do, and I have somebody to eat it.
You're saying that like it's a good thing.
Oh, what's that? Jamie, that's my guy. That's my guy that I'm seeing now.
Me,
that's
going to
help me. What?
Brienne, that was the worst segue.
Why are you pointing at? Sorry, I'm not allowed to talk. I'm the camera guy.
Oh, we'll talk later, baby. Oh.
I'm sorry.
Jamie, I was
put him down, Brienne. Before. Put the camera guy down.
This is what we do.
Crunching me, I can't breathe.
You love me.
Brienne, I was touching Cersei's leg and kissing her quite a bit. Was I supposed to see something?
Guys, the sexual tension in this room is palpable.
Okay, bye, baby. Bye, lover.
Can I get overtime?
Absolutely. Yeah, this is a union shoot. We officially made that a while ago. Guys, there's a lot of relationships happening here. A lot of new love. A lot of love's lost.
Can I talk about something that has nothing to do with love, but about the future?
I feel like if you're talking, Bran, it's implied, are my new king, that it's not going to be about love.
Ooh. Was that a snap?
No, it's just that you have almost zero energy. So why would something as powerful as love, I'm a new dad, why would that be something you would talk about?
I'd like to talk about my Moon Door initiative. A Moon Door in every hut in the kingdom. This is all part of my new green energy. Let's get back to the children of the forest goals of being one with nature. We're going to have a Moon Door in every hut and where you can throw your garbage
into human
feces.
As your hand, I recommend you not fully disclosing these initiatives. They're good ideas, but you're not selling them and you're scaring people.
I, for one, love the Moon Door initiative. Remember me?
Oh,
little John Aaron, not so little anymore. Moon Door!
He's my new Master of Moondor, which is a new...
Oh, a new position!
Cabinet position.
You
yes.
still haven't filled the Master of War or the Master of Whispers, but we have a new one! Wow!
Yes, Master Moondor.
Stop trying to suck my tit. Stop. Stop it!
Ew! Guys, we have another caller. Caller, hi! Welcome to the Game of Thrones reunion. Watch what happens live. I'm Master of Ceremonies, Andy Cohen! What's your question? Hello!
Me and my daughter love watching the show.
Oh,
yeah,
great!
Me and my daughter she loves it. She's young, but she stares at the TV. She's captivated. And she wants to know, where'd that dragon go? She's worried about it.
Oh, well, he's here, Drogo. Wait, is your daughter... Wait, hold on. Is your daughter in the car with you right now?
Yeah, she's here.
Oh, great. I'm a new dad, too. All right, go ahead. Drogo, you want to answer that question?
Yes, so as you know, I had a fun weekend with Daenerys' corpse. After that, I made my way over to the farthest corner of the world. My plan is to ambush Arya once she sees that the earth is flat and reaches the other side.
No spoilers! I'm going west because I don't know what's there!
I was going to tell you, but you didn't seem like you wanted to know.
We'll have a fun meeting. I assume killing her will start a new war. My goal is to bring back the turmoil that once made this whole area so, so exciting.
I feel like that's going to happen. I mean, they talked about breaking the wheel, and then they set up all the people we went right back to Tyrion being the hand around a table that was very similar to the way that the show was before. So, I mean, how is that really any different?
Yes, that's the other thing is I have amassed, what are we at now? 327 new slaves so far under me. So starting a slave dragon army, and I'm going to begin creating conflict as best as I can. Wait. Let's see if we can shake things up with this new boring Bran the Broken.
But I've got a bone to pick with Andy Cohen now.
Oh, okay.
What do you mean? We've set it up. I've set it up with the perfect king.
I got it.
It'll be stable.
Uh-huh.
This is the way forward.
Can you say again why I should be king? I loved that
story.
Because
stories are more important than oxygen.
Exactly.
Stories are more important than a mother's love.
Got it.
Stories are more important.
Are what makes the sun rise in the morning.
If I may interrupt.
Yes.
Stories are more important than the agents who try to package the stories with the people who are going to make the stories happen. Okay. The stories is the meat.
I feel like Sansa's story in terms of survival is on par with Bran's.
Thank
really.
You.
Let's have a story on.
Yes, but it's a little bit heavy.
What happened to
heavy.
You that was interesting?
What happened to me that was interesting?
Yeah, let's have a story
okay,
off.
Okay, well, where do I start?
I'll start us off. Right. I saw some incest fell out of a window and survived.
Oh.
Next. Okay, great. I'll start. My direwolf was killed in front of me. I was sold to one prince and then
I also had my direwolf killed in front of me.
Oh!
Wow, okay. All right, well, I have been married, I think, 3 times.
Oh! So
I'm like 12.
Oh!
All right, well, let's see. I went north of the wall. Wow. I battled White Walkers. I was down in a cave underneath a big weird tree with a man who grew into the roots. Have you ever even seen that? Could you even imagine that? Then I met a girl named Leaf. Who looks like a leaf. Have you ever met anyone who looks like a leaf?
Yes.
Named Leaf.
I have actually, because I also went north of the wall.
Did you meet someone named Leaf?
Yes, I did. She braided my hair, and we chatted for a while.
What about my story? I pushed 500 people through the moon door. Why can't I be king? Make me king.
So let me get this straight. This dragon is just picking and choosing what children they're burning, and we're choosing to keep this one alive? We're choosing to keep this child alive right now.
I like this one. He's getting plumper and plumper off breast milk. He'll be delicious to eat.
John, who do you think had the more interesting story, Sansa or I? Because we both had more interesting stories than you.
Here, take this.
Well,
$50.
But in many regards, that's I like asking Michael advice. Jordan to ask who's the better basketball player between the two of you.
Look,
as someone who was born a bastard, exiled to the wall, became head of the Night's Watch, fought the White Walkers for the first time, came back to the North, realized that...
You died, too.
Died and came back to life. Brokered peace with the wildlings. Realized that I was the true heir to the throne, the son of Rhaegar Targaryen. I would say...
Is that a story or a fact, what you just said?
Quit boring us with all these details. We're trying to figure out who has the best story.
Would you say you know nothing, Jon Snow?
Ingrid?
Hi.
Hi.
You've got to be fucking...
I love triangle.
I didn't know you'd be here.
I didn't know either.
I wasn't supposed to be here.
Look at that red hair.
I was just going to watch, and I thought I'd pop in.
It's
getting hot in here.
I know.
My plan was just to see you and disintegrate back into dust when the fire magic wore off, but I had to say hi.
Hi. Do you want to get a coffee after this or something?
A coffee?
John is drenched in sweat. Drenched in sweat.
I'm sorry, who are you? You're sorry, who are you?
Queen and Mother of Dragons.
This is John's aunt.
Aunt.
Oh, hello.
A lot's happened since you died. Yeah.
Tell her, John.
Oh, well, hold on real quick. We have another caller, right? Yeah, we do? Yeah, let's go to the caller real quick. And don't, John, you are not off the hook.
We are going right
back to this after the caller. Caller, hi! What's your question here for all the people in the Kingdom of Westeros? Hello? Oh,
hello, my lord.
Ah, yes, hi.
Yes. I was wondering, in the spirit of John and Tyrion basically getting their old jobs back, for the rest of you all, what would be the job you would like to do if you weren't a lord or lady of Westeros?
It's a great question.
Thank you.
Question.
Great question. Everyone, dream job. Let's just go down the line. We'll start with Tyrion. Dream job.
Helicopter pilot.
Great. Daenerys, dream job.
Queen, what I was meant to be.
Got it. Yeah.
I was going for my dream job. So, queen.
Queen. Various.
Ringmaker.
Ooh.
I want to make...
Cersei.
Ah. Mother.
That's right. All your children are dead. Jamie.
Brick building safety inspector.
It's very specific, yes. Jon Snow.
Head of the Night's Watch.
You had that chance and you gave it up. Bran, dream job.
I would like to be a five-eyed eagle.
Ooh, Tormund, dream job.
I really want to get into sled dog racing.
I feel like that's right up your alley.
I know. Yeah. I'm not breaking the mold with that one.
No, for sure. Brienne.
Such a fighter, but with my new lover, just, I guess, having sex and mother to my triplets. Dream job now, so.
Gendry.
I want to be a big hammer.
Love it. Love that take. Sansa Stark.
Well, I'm kind of living my dream right now, so I would say maybe an EP on a gritty but full of heart comedy.
Okay. Drogon.
Voice actor.
Who else? Who am I forgetting?
I'm already living my dream.
Master of Moondogs.
Oh, Arya Stark, too, yes.
Tough question. I don't know. I don't want to be in an office. You know, something where I can dress cool, wear pants, you know, just do my own thing. I'm not like other girls.
Got it. All right, now right back to Jon Snow and the love triangle we have set up here. Jon, we weren't going to leave you off the hook, okay? The two women who we know you've slept with are in the room right now.
Ooh, yeah.
Ygritte, after you died, I had to move forward. I had to push on. I did my best to do what was right for Westeros, for the world.
So I'm assuming you found a woman who could love you and take you away from this pain, and maybe you got a small cottage somewhere, and you're raising two beautiful children.
Boy, I wish.
An uncomplicated life.
You wish.
Follow-up question. Who is the best kisser?
Oh, great best question, Bran. Kisser. Bran bringing the heat.
Best kisser.
Jan?
This is really kissing.
She's insane.
Jan?
She's insane.
Hold on, you're insane. You actually went insane.
Oh, hold on.
You
oh,
actually went insane. You snapped.
I did not
she
snap.
She at
I
least
had a
was just a wildling
do
and didn't know any better.
I'm sorry, I'm just a wildling.
Okay, no, I didn't mean that. I liberated the wildlings. I think the wildlings are people.
Yeah, well, so you're a hero.
Okay, hold on.
Brother,
you know, if it's not one thing, it's
crazy,
another.
And I
you know nothing.
I know a lot. And you know what? I didn't like it when you said I know nothing. I know a lot, okay? I know a lot of stuff.
Well, let's just put it this way. The first time, you knew nothing.
Ooh. Okay.
Saucy.
That's why it's important to communicate during intercourse and tell me what you want.
And I kept saying, are you enjoying yourself? And you just kept going, let's get back in the hot spring.
Very indecisive, Jon Snow. Yeah.
Okay.
Jon, you're off the hook for a second. Don't worry, we're going to come right back to you after this next call. Caller, hi, welcome to the Game of Thrones reunion. Watch What Happens Live. I'm Andy Cohen. What's your question?
Yeah, I just wanted to know, a lot of people had sex on the show.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
Yes. So I was wondering, who do you think should have paired up? I personally would have loved the dragon and ghost to pair up Drogon, to pair up like the end of Shrek with the donkey and the dragon.
Oh.
So just, what would your preference be?
Guys, dream fuck scenario. What do you guys think? I would have loved to have seen Drogo fuck a dire wolf.
I would never fuck a dire wolf. That's ridiculous.
That does seem a little absurd.
I would fuck a human.
Oh, that's even more ridiculous.
Fuck a white walker. I would fuck a child of the forest.
Aren't they too small? Like, what's the physics of that?
Oh, have you seen this specialized talon back here?
Whoa.
Whoa.
Don't even know what I just saw.
Are you spitting poison?
This talon is purely for fucking non-dragon type
talons. Oh,
I thought it was a needle.
Talent.
I would have loved to have seen, Tormund. You know, Brienne, you seem to be very thirsty. Tormund was throwing it at you. I don't understand why that never happened.
I made no secret of my affections for you. You said no thanks. I fucked off up north.
Yeah. Yeah. Just because someone's throwing it at me doesn't mean I want to have sex with them. When I do have sex, I want it to be special.
I sucked on a giant's titty.
Loved that story. That was one of my favorite stories.
I sucked on my mommy's titty.
I mean, I think that's an interesting enough story to make me king of Westeros. It's certainly enough for a casual screw.
You sucked on a giant's titty?
Why do you think I'm so big?
Well, mistakes were made. How about that? Mistakes were made, and if I could go back, maybe I would. You know, I wouldn't.
What was it about me? Don't like red hair.
Tension.
Came on too strong.
It's just, you smell. At the time you approached me, you literally said you shit your pants, or someone
shit my pants. Yes. I'm not sure. Right. In the battle, it's a great joke. I'm already funny.
Most people smell like shit and have shit their pants in battle.
Yeah, we only get to clean ourselves once a month here in Westeros. Let's not be coy about it, guys.
But we do. Seems like all you nobles change clothes 3 times an episode, though.
Mm-hmm. So it was just something I wasn't interested in. So you're going to have to accept that. Anyways,
last chance. Buzzer beater. Right here. We can go in the bathroom right now.
I'm into it. You know what? I am into it. Yeah, I'm pregnant. I do have another boyfriend. And I will have sex with you because that's how hot I am. And that's how.
Now, she's looking
directly at you, Jamie, while she's saying this.
You're not talking to me anymore.
Yeah, you're looking just at Jamie
right now.
Unless
somebody stops me, I'm going to go into this bathroom and...
I'm going to throw up.
Fuck the shit out of him.
Mm. I'm going to be the first man on the planet to suck a giant's titty and fuck a knight.
Unless somebody... Because I'm walking towards...
Brianna. I'm so sorry. A bunch of unshelled peanuts are just falling out of your mouth. I'm sorry. I'm just trying to help you out here.
Can I do my dream fuck now?
Oh, Bran, yes, please. Okay. What? I need to know what our lord and master, the Bran the Broken, our new king, who is your dream fuck scenario?
Okay, this would be it. I overtake Hodor's body. Remember how I can do that. So I'd warg Hodor. And I would, he would fuck hot pie.
Oh.
While they're eating in a giant hot pie.
Hodor.
Hodor's here, guys.
There he is.
Hodor.
Yeah. Now, Hodor, I gotta say.
Andy, that's how he says his name, but his full name is Hold the Door.
I was gonna say, it was really interesting that we all learned that one of the big revelations back when this show had very subtle revelations that it would dole out very slowly, that you were actually saying Hold the Door. Hmm. Fascinating.
Hodor.
Uh-huh.
Hodor. Hodor.
Oh, they're embracing. Oh my gosh, this is amazing. All right, back to Jon Snow. Jon Snow, again, you're love triangle here.
Oh Jesus, I thought we were past this.
Oh no, this is the spiciest sauce we got cooking right here on this show. John, you killed your former lover. Mm. How is that still sitting with you?
Mm. Did you know that he killed
Yeah, he
me?
Killed just so you know, Did heads you know up that? For he killed his most recent girlfriend.
Because you were both going after the same deer?
No,
it's a bit more complicated.
It feels like a waste of time to explain the entire thing to you because right after this, you're just going to go back to being dead. But what I will say is that I always tried to do what was best.
Oh my God.
For the world.
Except be king. Just to be clear, except be king.
But John makes a good point.
We don't know.
I don't want
John makes a good point. If any of the people who are going to return to being dead could lay off the snacks.
We are running low on snacks. Yes, yes.
So if anyone is just going to return to being dead, please, you know, you've had enough crudité.
I second that. I'm going to need way more snacks to keep up my appearance here as Tarly Boy.
Sam, I do want to touch base on something real quick. You were right there on the front line during the Battle of Winterfell. How in God's name did you survive?
A lot of dodging, a lot of luck, and a thing called a pact with the Night King.
What? You had a pact with the Night King?
What? You can make a lot of deals when you're diplomatic, which is why, again, I'd like to propose perhaps a bit of a United Kingdom scenario. Where we sit around and discuss, instead of war and bloodshed, what could be best for us?
I think you should be my court jester from now on. Ooh. You are hilarious.
Well, Ooh. You tell me, does it happen or not, Your Grace?
Never.
Now, Bran, my lord, my master.
Yes.
We've touched on this a little bit. You have some open seats on your at your table? Do you, can you give us any like hot takes? Give us some
master
some
whispers.
News as to who is going to be the master of whispers or the master of wars. We'd love to have any of that information here on the show. Our viewers would love that.
As a former master of whispers, how would you define your job skills? Like, what defines what that?
Well, a lot of it is. It's all about relationships. It's all about having people that you know all throughout the kingdom.
If I may interrupt, how often does actual whispering come into the job? How important is that?
That's more of a metaphor. We're not really whispering. It's okay to not whisper. We would whisper if there were other people around who we didn't want them to hear what we were saying. But if we were alone in a room where no one else was, we could speak at a normal room volume.
But a whisper is not a monotone mumble as I do.
No.
This is not whispering.
No.
Yeah, I feel like, Brand, you're already the master of whispers.
No, this is not a whisper. This is just talking without emotion. It's different.
He's the maester of mumbles.
Oh.
He's a job.
Oh, you're good, not good one, with John. Humor. Good
kinda,
one,
I'm
job.
I'm kind of pissed right
good
now.
Job.
I'm
good
just
job.
In a mood.
Denarius, who would you have appointed as your master of whispers, if given the chance?
Oh, boy. I would appoint myself.
Oh.
I would have a couple of titles because I feel like I could handle it. And I feel like it would be mishandled.
Okay, so we all agree I did the right thing, right? Like, this would have been crazy if this happened.
I feel like it, but I also feel like you could have probably taken over the kingdom. That would have been the real easy, linear
thing. No, I'm happy living out in the snow.
You're so emo, John. You're so emo, but you don't want to be. He plays guitar all the time in our chambers, and he picks it up by the fire, and he always strums it with this new song he's working on, but yet he doesn't want it. He doesn't want to write music. But you sure spend a lot of time doing that in your free time, and you have all of this eyeliner and gel you have for your long stringy hair, and it's just like, own who you are.
So funny, John wrote me a bunch of songs.
John wrote me a bunch of songs.
Oh, sing one. Sing one.
You have blonde hair.
Okay.
And the milk is spilled. That means no more. I cry,
This is a song that I wrote for her. It's not my best.
Sound familiar? Listen. You have red hair.
Okay.
The milk
is spilled.
It's
usually the first thing I notice about a girl.
Sorry. Whoops. Maybe I shouldn't get involved in this. I'm sorry, John. I shouldn't have come back here.
No. It's okay. I just want everyone to get along. I wish I wasn't such a pacifist.
Well, you know, if you would have been king, you probably could have made that a decree and make everyone get along. But you chose not to. You chose to stay in prison.
I chose to do what was best for the world, and I like taking a shit in a snow bowl.
Guys, we don't have a lot of time here left.
Another song.
I want to give everyone all the people here to get one last. If you could give the viewers of this show, the fans of this show, one last message, one final thought. Let's just go around and everybody will start over here with Arya. You went last time when we asked a question to everyone. We'll start with you now.
I just want everyone to, you know, it was a really fun experience for me to be on Game of Thrones, but at this point, I'm more about, you know, just finding out what I'm capable of, you know? Like, I still don't know who I am. Is the faces thing going to be a thing? I don't know.
We'll never find out.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll never get to find out. Brienne, any closing thoughts? Anything you want to say to the fans?
I'm legit pregnant, and I look forward to raising these babies and finding out what my new adventure is.
She's staring daggers at Jaime Lannister. Gendry!
You know, I
Yeah, this was a difficult experience for me at times, but I think I came out of it a better man. I'm very happy with Sabrina.
Mm.
Hi.
Hi, babe. I'll be out in like 30 minutes.
Okay.
You know, and someday maybe I'll achieve my dream of being a big hammer. So, you know, everything's looking up for me.
You are definitely trending upwards, Lord of Baratheon. Cersei Lannister.
I have one thing to say and one thing only. Ha. 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 Being queen is hard. Everyone was so mean to me the entire time I was doing it. And look, is anybody doing a better job than I was doing right now? No, I don't think so. So, suck on that.
Definitely status quo. Yeah, Jaime Lannister.
Make sure to get your buildings checked and ensure that they're up to code every year. Also, if a handful of bricks pile on you, make sure that it is enough to kill you. I just kind of just gave up. It was a very thin layer. It felt like a lot more than was actually there.
Tyrion Lannister. Let's just get the Lannisters out of the way.
Yes, looking back on it, it's weird that throughout the entire process, you try to make the best choice and you want a better future, but it's almost like the system of rule we use is flawed in some way, that just using personality and interpersonal relationships and power to choose a leader when most of it is really paving roads and managing water supply. I don't know.
I have a lot of thoughts.
I don't think we're in a better place, but...
If I could piggyback on that for my final word...
Go ahead, Sam.
What if when everyone turned 18 and was of age, we gave them the right to have a vote or a say in their own leader, regardless of status?
Come on. Stop spitting this bullshit.
Well,
Daenerys Targaryen. Closing thoughts. Before you poof away and die again.
I'm a hero. And I think if we somehow did it for John and he was able to survive, that we could bring me back and I could be your queen. I did a lot of great things. I did a lot of bad things. But I am a hero. And nobody can deny it, no matter what they say. I freed a lot of slaves. Yes, I burned a lot of babies. But I am a hero. There is still one dragon left. And I could rule this world if we believe in it.
Except that you're going to die when this show is over.
Absolutely. Various. But if we could figure it out.
Various.
It's gratifying to know that I was right. I told you so. So, you know, I can go to my grave happy. And it's nice that now I can talk at whatever volume I want. I can whisper if I want. I can be loud if I want. But I don't have to do...
It wasn't very loud.
Well, it's been a while since I've been loud, so I'm still working on it. How about this?
Maybe this will help. Your rings.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, baby.
I haven't washed them.
Oh, taking that back off and my voice is coming back.
Those are cock rings now. I want to wipe everybody off on this side before I go to the other side. So, Tormund?
That's good. I've been waiting in the bathroom. Evidently, it's a no again. I'm just going to go hang out with dogs and snow and women and horses and camp the fuck out of shit and have a great time.
Sounds like a great life. Kid sucking on the teeth whose name I forget.
My name is Moondor.
That's right.
I'm just happy to still be alive, still be around, and making more Moondors than ever before.
All right. Sansa.
Once again, the North is not... starving. People are fine, but also we're doing this fun thing where if you come and drop off toucans, you can come see. We have a live improv show that's happening. So,
and you mean toucans the bird, right? Yeah. Not toucans of anything.
Yeah. Toucans the bird, and then also just some wheat. You can come get free entry to an improv show that we're going to be hosting on Wednesday.
Sam, you should do improv. You're very funny.
I should do improv. I'm proposing a new way of life that would suit everyone, and you think it's a bloody joke.
I do. It's hilarious. Other redheaded girl who's here, whose name I can't remember.
The Wilding.
Mm-hmm. The Wilding.
Yeah. Ygritte.
Ygritte, yes, yeah.
Ygritte.
Before you die again.
Life is short, and I just want to take every moment in stride, and I just want to put a wish on you, John, and that's be happy. Be happy.
It's a shame that you're going to be dead right after this show ends.
Yeah, I'm a good guy.
Because it would have made sense for you two to end up together.
Yeah, it really would, eh?
All right, so we're not going to let the person from Dorne speak again, and let's go to Drogon.
Catch our new movie, Weekend at Danny's. It should be coming out in about 2 summers. I'm going through the footage we got. Some really, really funny stuff.
Great. Jon Snow.
I hope that when they write the history books, they say that Jon Snow did what was best for the... I really hope they write that so that the children that I don't have, I'm not allowed to have, can read it and know that I made the right choice. I made the right choice, right? I did the right
thing. Don't look at me.
Right?
I don't.
Does anyone at. I did the right thing, right?
Absolutely. Sure. No. We'll just say yes.
Absolutely.
Sure.
I counseled you to do it. It would have been worse if I. Would have been worse.
Hodor.
Thanks, Hodor.
All right, my lord, my king. The king of all of the 6 kingdoms. Sorry, Sansa.
No,
Bran,
it's fine.
Take us home.
I never wanted this. I never wanted to be king.
Made it very clear, yes.
I never wanted to speak last. I never wanted to speak first. I never wanted to speak at all. But I am Bran, and I am the three-eyed raven. And I can see everything. People say I don't have sex, but actually vicariously through Raven's eyes, I can be inside any of your bodies. So I do have sex more than anyone. Sign up for the Moondor initiative. There's been criticism that a Moondor isn't worth anything if it doesn't lead to a bottomless pit. We are working on White Walker technology now. Just bringing back White Walkers in a very controlled way.
This seems like it's going to end badly.
No, it's a very controlled way where they'll just be incorporated into the Moondor technology where you can just shit into a White Walker's mouth and he takes care of the waste and that's all you have to worry about. But I am your king. I know everything. So don't send me any letters.
Oh, and what a way to go out. Everyone, thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much for watching, for listening. I'm Andy Cohen. Please join me nightly on my show, Watch What Happens Live in Westeros. Thanks for watching, guys.
Thank you for listening to Improv for Humans. I, King Bran the Broken, decree that you show your support for Improv for Humans by using your social media to contact all the humans on this show to tell them how much you enjoy their humor. And of course, as always, support Matty B by buying Pod Swag, rating on iTunes, checking out mattbesser.com for his latest projects. Most of all, make sure to attend Del Close Marathon 21 in Los Angeles. I, King Bran, the Broken, will see you there. Why do you think I came all this way? Matt Besser as Bran and Qyburn.
Ali Gondour as Jaime Lannister.
Vic Michaelis as Sansa and Cersei.
James Mannion as Gendry and Varys.
Mookie Blakelock as Jon Snow.
Tony Charlene as Brienne of Tarth and Dany / Queen / Mother of Dragons.
Chad Carter as Arya Stark, Tormund Giantsbane, and Tyrion Lannister.
This has been Improv for Humans Game of Thrones. Keep being human.
Hey, this is Arnie Niekamp from the Improv Fantasy Podcast, Hello from the Magic Tavern. I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical land of Foon, and I started a podcast. Season 3 has just begun with a brand new adventure to defeat the Dark Lord. If you're a new listener or you've fallen behind, Season 3 is a great jumping on point. And we've got great guests like Justin McElroy.
I sound like a fancy college professor. Eight nuts.
Rachel Bloom.
You all see my collection of men corpses and one woman.
Felicia Day and Colton Dunn.
You've seen me have intercourse with a variety of species.
It's a bummer.
Andy Daly.
You have the members of Genesis listed, but Phil Collins has crossed out and then circled and crossed out again.
Yes, I have killed Phil Collins twice.
Thomas Middleditch.
Jesus! I mean, Jazos! Ruler of the Eighth Circle!
And that's just the beginning. Season 3 of Hello from the Magic Tavern is out now. Listen in Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.